right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say it, everybody, in the chat. Lady Vu is on. Robin Aroni is on. Mike Griffith is on. Six Lynn is on. Skunk 71 is on. Granite 24, 68 is on. Judy Anita is on. Salty Gonads is on. JD Joy 25 is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Praise Holler is on. Jules 21 hours is on. John Phillips is on. Clean Sanchez is on. Let me see here. General Plowman is on. Praise Holler's on. S. Clark 1968 is on. Gritter Dunn is on. D9597 is on. Linesmanson is on. Spaz 64 is on. Queen B 52 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Steph Toms is on. Jim Brody is on. Sheila K is on. JD Joy 25 is on. Chopper Supernut already in the rant. Thank you so much. Is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. DK Jackson is on. Let me see here. Confederate One is on. Peace Us is on. Lisa Kinzer's on. Peg McGroin is on. Producer Aaron is on. Let me see here. Skipping down. Will Gilbert is on. Let me see. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Sexy Pony's on. Hassle Free TV is on. Greg Nine Mon is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Maligator is on. Malamute Lover is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. So we have another big win for Donald Trump, and I'm talking about an enormous win. Even bigger probably than Saudi Arabia by the numbers is Trump's visit to Qatar. If you measure it by the numbers, it is exponentially larger than even what he got out of Saudi Arabia, which is truly amazing because Qatar is this little tiny country with a whole lot of money and a lot of rare earth minerals. So somebody that you definitely want to be friends with, if at all possible. Only problem is they do have a lot of terrorist connections. But the way to get around those things is either to blow up all the terrorists, which Trump's already done with the Iranian-backed Houthis, or you get into business arrangements with them because then they don't want to blow you up because they're making money off of you. When Trump being that he built the New York skyline, has overcome everything but from, you know, mob influence to hyper-politics inside of D.C., he knows how to make a business deal. So Ada Luch, a video. This is how President Trump was welcomed in Qatar. You can just side-by-side these guys. You can leave the audio on, though. So there you go. So here is this is a view of the from Air Force One out. Those are Qatar F-15s flying right next to them. This is the welcome from Qatar. Now let's just go back in time now, and Aaron can go pull up the videos of all the time that Joe Biden got these welcomes. You know what? Aaron's not typing away. Usually I would say something like that. He's over there typing. I can actually hear the keyboard going. But the problem is, we can go over the last 5 years, 15 days to flatten the curve, and we won't find any greetings like this for Joe Biden because Qatar couldn't stand Joe Biden, had absolutely no respect for Joe Biden, and he was simply a doormat for everybody else. And here's the thing. People like a doormat, but they don't respect the doormat. So you don't get, they like a doormat because they're going to rip them off like we've been ripped off, like Trump has said, basically for, you know, since for decades is just the easiest way to say it. But for 60, 70 years or more, we've been getting ripped off. But anyway, so here's one view of that. Go to the next one for me, Nick Sorter video. Here's the other view. This is from the F-15. This is pretty neat, flying into Qatar, isn't it? I mean, it's just an epic greeting for Donald Trump. And the reason being, once again, you don't get these greetings. You know how much this cost? You don't get, now that's our 40-year-old 747 right there that Trump, and by the way, Qatar just gifted him. It's not quite brand new, but it's almost brand new 747. And if you do side-by-side, it's truly amazing. If you side-by-side the new 747 with that 40-year-old 747, the difference is really unbelievable. The difference is huge. It really is a big difference. And ours is actually much smaller. So the Air Force One is about to get a whole lot bigger, and it's going to be painted red, white, and blue. And by the way, there's going to be two of them, and they're being built by Boeing. All right, you can bring it back to me. So here we go. Johnny MAGA video. I'm just going to go to show you all this ceremonial stuff. You can just keep side by side in this stuff, guys. Johnny MAGA video. Trump greeted with a red carpet. Yeah, just leave the volume on. Trump greeted with a red carpet and guitar by the Emir and the elite military guard. Again, Aaron, can you type away and find all of Joe Biden's greetings that look just like this?
Nope.
Oh, you can't, because there aren't any. Nobody cared. Nobody cared that Joe Biden came. And I'll get into his cognitive decline, but you know, because what we have right now is a cover up of the cover up. And one of the leading cover-uppers of the old cover-up, of course, is Jake Tapper, who wrote a book about the cover-up that he is now covering up the fact that he covered up the original cover-up. And the reason why Joe Biden didn't get a lot of these is because, first of all, blatant just disrespect because he's a gelding. Jake Sullivan's a gelding. Anthony Blinken's a gelding. Lloyd Austin's a gelding. Anybody else you want to name, they're absolute geldings. So none of these people have any respect for them. But the other reason why is because they all saw the cognitive decline. And what's so funny is that Jake Tapper will now go, "You lied to us. You saw it, Jake." Just like all of these people from Qatar and from Saudi Arabia, and he's going to meet with Zelensky and Putin tomorrow. They all saw the cognitive decline. That's why Putin invaded Ukraine. All right, let's go to the next one. Another Johnny MAGA video. You can decide, but yeah, keep it going, guys. Thank you. Look at the entrance. This is another thing. Again, Aaron, can you type up and find the... I want you to find the stallion battalion escorts that Joe Biden never got. Can we look at... I mean, let's go look over the last 4 years. Because I can put them all together for you. Zero. Absolutely. We all know because we're all looking at the news. Everybody watching this podcast is absolutely red-pilled. So we all know there was zero. It would have been on the news. There's none. Joe Biden got none of this. You might find some sort of exception somewhere. But Donald Trump gets this in every country he goes to. And allegedly, aren't we told, Aaron, aren't we told, Will, that he's hated around the globe and we have no respect?
Yep.
Isn't that what we're told? Or he's hated around the world. America's lost all respect. Weird, isn't it? I mean, imagine. You can just bring it back to me for a minute. Can you, as a matter of fact, just leave that, Aaron, I'm sorry. Can you just leave that side by side and just mute it for me? And actually, Aaron, you can guys can flow to the next one because it's all just the same stuff, and I'll talk about it as we go. So, again, what's amazing is if you are a Democrat, what it means right now is to absolutely deny that which your eye sees. Your eyes absolutely see that Donald Trump gets way more respect than either Hussein Obama or Joe Biden combined together gets way more respect. And you still walk up to a podium like this and claim that he gets no respect and that America's losing respect all around the globe. It's exactly the opposite. It's the same as going up to a podium like this and claiming that the economy is collapsing when Donald Trump added 577,000 real jobs in April alone. 577,000 real jobs created 177,000, and then the rest of them were taken jobs by people that needed jobs. So 577,000 jobs were added in the month of April alone. And by the way, these aren't the Biden jobs that were gonna end up being retracted later on, that are going to be taken away later on, because they're either imaginary jobs, part-time jobs, government jobs, or illegal jobs, because those were the only jobs. Remember all the revisions, it all gets revised down. Joe Biden, he claims to have added 1.2 million jobs, and 800,000 of them turned out not to freaking exist. And that's not me making up. That is absolutely true. And that's from the Congressional Budget Office. It doesn't exist. So look at the respect that Donald Trump gets. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's see here. Oh, this one will actually play. Nick Sorter's where I'm at. Nick Sorter video. Watch President Trump enthusiastically introduces Elon Musk to the Emir of Qatar. Play for me. So I just wanted to show you that. Yeah, how good does it feel to have Elon Musk and Donald Trump traveling the globe together and securing investment in the United States of America? Let's add up Joe Biden's investment, shall we? Imagine being a Democrat and you're having to argue. Right now it's going, we're starting, believe it or not, we're heading into campaign season, because once we get into fall, it's going to be full campaign season for a year for the 2026 elections. And imagine, what are you campaigning on? What exactly are you campaigning on? Donald Trump secures all of these investments. Egg prices are down. Gas prices are down. Inflation is at 0.2%. Joe Biden's height was 9%. 577,000 jobs added in April. So all you get to do is falsely claim, just like they did. Remember they used to say the whole time? This Biden economy, Bidenomics, it got so bad they had to remove the word Bidenomics. The Biden economy is great. And they knew they had to stop talking about the economy because no American was going to deny that which their eyes and wallet show them. So they finally had to stop saying Bidenomics. Well, they'll do the same thing here. They're going to claim that the economy is terrible and everybody knows that it's great because it is great and getting greater. And then you have all of these massive investments that Donald Trump is securing around the globe. It's got to be up close up to $9 trillion by now. So here's the next video, Gunther Eagleman video. You are the first American president to officially visit Qatar, so we are very honored. Emir of Qatar to President Trump. Play for me.
We're extremely honored to have you here. We're very excited, very happy. It's a historic visit. And I don't know if you know that you are the first American president to officially to visit Qatar. Right? So we're very honored. We're very honored.
There you go. So Donald Trump is the very first president to actually do an official visit to Qatar. Go to the next one for me. Rod D. Martin tweet. Here's the numbers breaking. Trump's $1.2 trillion Qatar deal. Now, let's look at this now. How many billions did Joe Biden secure from Qatar? Zero. How many millions? Zero. How about 100 grand? Zero. How about 10 bucks? Zero. Absolutely nothing. The biggest deal in U.S. Gulf history. History. You can go to that thread by Rod D. Martin. It's really good. Breaks down all of the numbers of where all of that money is going into the United States of America. What did Joe Biden do? As a Democrat, you're running in 2026 for election or re-election. What are you running on that you're going to not do as good as this? That you think this is bad? What are you going to run on? You're going to say, I'm going to stop doing what Trump is doing. I'm going to do the opposite of Donald Trump. So you're not going to secure any investments. You're gonna raise inflation, you're gonna raise prices, you're gonna raise gas prices and grocery prices. What are you gonna campaign on? You're gonna campaign on the opposite of Trump, then you're campaigning on the opposite of great. So go to the next for me, Nick Sorter video, just in the leader of Qatar. Now here's the Boeing deal. Play for me.
Okay, so we're waiting for that microphone to be in a better position there. You heard Boeing mentioned, and that's what this contract deals with.
And that's the CEO right there.
Yes, right on. And so they're making deals, and Boeing's got some time to make up for what really has been a lapse in some of the service that they provided here. And it starts with, you know, the new Air Force One that is... behind schedule, we could say. Mm-hmm. And been a lot of tie-ups for that. That's part of the reason why, you know, Qatar's making this offer to give the president a plane, and we'll see in the end where that sits.
So not only does Qatar give Donald Trump a plane, and they're estimating it at $400 million, it's worth way more than that. But anyway, $400 million, 747, which, by the way, if you've seen a picture of it, it's absolutely beautiful, and he should take it. I have no reason. For me, there's no reason not to take it. I mean, I can't think of one reason not to take it. But anyway, so then he signs up. Again, what have we done to secure Qatar? Anybody think about this? Will was over there fighting. That was so good that Qatar doesn't get taken over by the Saddam Husseins of the world, by the mullahs of the world. So remember, Saudi Arabia, even though they took part in 9/11 to some degree, Saudi Arabia wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the United States, if it wasn't for people like Will, if it wasn't for the United States military over there fighting in Iraq, because that would have all been taken over. And they all know that. So us taking a $400 million gift, again, it's worth way more than that, but that's what everybody's saying. So $400 million plane. I mean, we've spent trillions in Iraq and Afghanistan. Everyone whines and complains. Imagine being $37 trillion in debt and being the political party that argues against being paid back even $400 million of the $37 trillion that you are, in fact, in debt. And of that $37 trillion, $21 trillion of it's missing out of the Pentagon, and that's not even the accounting for the wars. Just so you know, the wars have been accounted for. They're like $7 trillion that we spent on Afghanistan and Iraq. This $21 trillion has just simply disappeared into a black hole, probably to build underground bases is what I'm guessing. But anyway, so us receiving $400 million back for saving millions of lives, saving their oil industry, saving them from being a state of Saddam Hussein or the mullahs, I think it's perfectly fine. Imagine being on the team that argues against that. And I know I saw like Ben Shapiro arguing against it. And of course, John Thune and everybody else going to argue against it because John Thune is not a Republican. Ben Shapiro is a squishy Republican who will say anything he can to stay on YouTube. That's who these people are. I don't want to say anything that'll get me pushed off of YouTube. So Ben Shapiro vaxes his whole family. So, I mean, again, you just can't. I got a clicking in my ear over there. I don't know what it was. But anyway. So, I mean, they'll say Ben Shapiro will say anything he possibly can to stay on YouTube. John Thune's the same way. Anything to get invited to and be considered to be the reasonable Republican and be invited to the D.C. cocktail parties. John Thune will do anything. John Thune only votes with us 49% of the time, but yet he's our Senate majority leader. And I haven't seen Thune has come against Donald Trump's most favored nation status pharmaceutical prices. He's already come out against that, as has Tom Tillis. And Tom Tillis' Liberty Score is an abomination also. He votes with Nancy Pelosi 50% of the time. How can you be a Republican and vote Democrat 50% of the time? All right, so let's get off of this for a little bit. Let's change subject. Chief Nerd Video, RFK, schools, California Rep. Josh Harder. I don't know if you understand this or whether you're mouthing the Democratic talking points. Play it for me.
So, Secretary Kennedy, my question for you is, why do you think that a community like mine doesn't deserve access to that same basic health care provided by Medicaid that you benefited from?
I do believe they have erred. I do believe, and that is the design of the Medicaid program.
So do you disagree with the cuts that are being proposed for Medicaid right now?
No, the cuts, I don't know if you understand this or whether you're just mouthing, you know, the Democratic talking points. The cuts to Medicaid are for fraud, waste, and abuse, and I'll tell you what that means. It means that because of DOGE, we were able to determine, and it's about 8 million people who would be affected. Because of DOGE, we were able to determine that there are a million people who are claiming Medicaid from multiple states. That's illegal. It's theft. You're not allowed to do that. There are another million people who are collecting both under Obamacare and
Secretary, that has nothing to do with the budget that's
actually being
proposed.
These are the only cuts that are being made. These are the only cuts that are being made to Medicaid.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. There are another million illegal aliens. We announced a law yesterday, a rule, we're not going to pay illegal aliens anymore. And guess what Gavin Newsom did this morning? He said we're going to take all the illegal aliens off the California Medicaid rolls because the feds aren't paying for them anymore. So the compassion ends.
Secretary, let me focus you on the actual numbers of the budget that's being proposed.
The final group.
I regain my time. I think what you are saying is absolutely inaccurate in terms of the 13 million Americans that will lose access to health care. Let me tell you, the folks in my district are not actually getting Medicaid in another state. They can't travel to get it in another state. The clinics that are providing that life-saving care are the last resort for folks.
Let me tell you the last category. Last category is adults who are able-bodied, who refuse to look for a job, to volunteer, to get a job, or to show that they are or to take a part-time job.
I agree with my time. That is absolutely not true. The vast majority of folks in a community like mine who are on Medicaid are working. They want to work. People want to be able to make sure that
they're in no danger of losing their Medicaid.
So, of course, Josh Harder from California, of course, uses vast generalities. The antithesis of everything that I like, the absolute epitome of everything I hate, are vast generalities. So here you have RFK being falsely accused of cutting Medicaid. He is not cutting Medicaid. Nobody who should be receiving Medicaid will be cut from receiving Medicaid. It's as simple as that. That is an absolute fact. So what Josh Harder resorts to are vast generalities of the folks in his district. So he uses these vast generalities of the folks in his district. They're not like any of these. So here's the argument. So cuts, there aren't any cuts. The only cuts are going to waste, fraud, and abuse. And I guess so Josh Harder, this is what it means to be a Democrat in 2025, is that you don't want anything cut, including waste, fraud, and abuse. And we're $37 trillion in debt. Then how are you going to cut? And listen, how can you be against cutting what the government is spending? How can you be against spending cuts when we bring in a $4 to $5 trillion a year in tax revenue and we're spending roughly $7 trillion a year? The government's spending $7 trillion and bringing in $5 trillion. How can you be against some sort of spending cuts? How can you be against some sort of budget restraints as a reasonable human being? Josh Harder isn't reasonable. So what he's saying here is we're not cutting anybody who should be receiving Medicaid. They're not even receiving a reduction in what they're receiving. There's no cuts. If they're receiving, let's just make it up, $2,000 a month, they still get the $2,000 a month. Hopefully when all the prescription prices go down, then that will be reduced. But anyway, so it affects, according to RFK, about 8 million people. Here's the examples that he used. 1 million make double claims. That's not just simply a mistake. That's actually a criminal violation committed by 1 million Americans, basically 12 months a year. So 12 times a year by a million Americans. 12 million. 12 million felonious violations per year by Americans, because what they're saying is that they received the same Medicaid in two different states. So is that person even sick? No, it's obviously fraud. And Josh Harder's response is, that's nobody in my district. How does he know? Vast generalities. How does he know it's nobody in his district? How does he know? Does he honestly know that nobody in this district's double claiming? Does he know, man, that's what it means to be a Democrat. In 2025, it's not, you don't even have a reasonable cogent response. Nobody in my district does it. How do you know? And then he's still, so even if nobody in your district does it, you moron Josh Harder, does that mean you don't want the million people who are doing it? You don't want them addressed and you don't want them cut out of Medicaid? You want them to still receive Medicaid benefits? Who are making claims in two states? Obviously, that's a crime. And it's not just a crime. It means the person's not legitimately sick because they're running a scam. 1 million are double claiming off of Obama. So that's another fraudulent scam. What's Josh Harder's response? That's not the people in my district. How? How do you know that, Josh? And all he claims is the opposite of what's actually written in the bill. What's actually written in the bill, what Josh Harder claims, is the opposite of what's written in the bill. Whenever RFK actually told him what was written in the bill, Josh Harder's response was, that's not true. How's it not true when it's written in the bill? 1 million illegals are receiving Medicaid. Josh Harder doesn't want to cut. Imagine that. That is your stance that's your platform as a Democrat in 2025. I want illegal aliens on Medicaid in a country that's $37 trillion in debt. And by the way, even with the new Trump budget, the big beautiful bill, which is not a big beautiful bill, just so everybody knows. Tom, how dare you say that? You're sabotaging Trump. If Trump's doing something stupid, then I'm going to sabotage it. The big, beautiful bill puts us $40 trillion in debt by the end of his presidency. Is that big and beautiful to you? We have to wake up and say, you know what? We can't let Donald Trump just increase the military spending from $900 billion to $1 trillion. What is he freaking doing? We just signed a bill that we're still spending at the Biden-Pelosi levels. By the way, we shouldn't even say Biden-Pelosi because it's actually Biden-Johnson, because Mike Johnson, Republican Speaker of the House, increased spending on top of what Pelosi, actually Hakeem Jeffries was doing. Well, I don't know whether Hakeem ever was Speaker of the House or not. Go, Aaron.
I was just going to say some good news for you. His wife, Pam Harder, works for an NGO.
Oh, of course. There you go. That's shocking. Yeah. What a shocking. So he's protecting his own once again. It's the same. Yeah, good. Yeah. There you go. So, of course, it's an NGO that probably gets money from Medicaid or gets money to facilitate money from Medicaid. So 1 million illegals are on there. 1 million double claiming from Obamacare. 1 million double claiming states. And then there's another million who are fully able-bodied who could work. And they're getting Medicaid because they're fat. Or they're getting Medicaid because they're depressed. Because the reason why they're depressed is they don't work. Imagine that. I'm depressed because I don't work. So what I'm going to do is not work and continue to be depressed. And then lo and behold, Gavin Newsom, what does he do? He immediately cancels California Medicaid because he's no longer going to get Medicaid from the federal government. I thought he was Mr. Compassionate. He's losing billions and billions of dollars in a state that's already hundreds of billions of dollars in debt, hemorrhaging people to the state of Florida and the state of Texas. All right, let's go to the next one. Insurrection Barbie. I gotta get my stuff in order here. All right, over a 10-year period through June of 2023, the EcoHealth Alliance receiving a total of $115.7 million from government grants, 85.9% of their total report funding. Let's go over that again. Over a 10-year period through June of 2023, EcoHealth Alliance, remember that, that's EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak, funded by Anthony Fauci to create COVID-19, to create a pandemic, to create a vaccine, to create a CBDC infrastructure via vaccine mandates. So once you have a vaccine mandate, then you have the infrastructure in place for CBDC and social credit systems because you have a swipe card system in place for your, as Ursula von der Leyen said, her COVID pass. The EcoHealth Alliance was receiving a total of $115 million from government grants. 86% of their total reported funding came from you and me. Through 2023, by the way, so it didn't even stop after COVID. You and I continued to send 100, now EcoHealth has now gone out of business, but Peter Daszak is starting another NGO and will try to get government funding. He was probably planning on Kamala Harris winning because if Kamala Harris won, he'd already be fully funded. At least 30% of the nonprofits rely on government grants and 30% of U.S. nonprofits, because nonprofits, again, doesn't necessarily mean NGO, but a lot of the time it does. And obviously 30% of our nonprofits are actually non-government organizations, NGOs. At least 30% of nonprofits rely on government grants and 30% of U.S. nonprofits filing an IRS form 990 report are receiving grants funding from the government. This translates to over 100,000 nonprofits being awarded a total of $303 billion every year. You and I are paying. I told you that's what this whole country was about, didn't I? Didn't I tell you that? And most of you already know that's the red-pilled audience. I'm just telling you. 300, and look at it. For me, I read to the left, so, I mean, to me, I'm looking over here. But anyway, $303 billion per year to go to these apolitical, unbiased, nonpartisan NGOs that are fully staffed by Democrats, that ban speech, that procure and actually commit abortions. All of those, I could come up with a myriad of other National Endowment for Democracy, the Brookings Institute, everything, Catholic Charities, Jewish Family Charity Services, whatever it may be, $303 billion per year to form NGOs that are fully staffed by Democrats. Then they hire Democratic Party attorneys. They pay themselves hundreds of millions of dollars to run these NGOs that do nothing except work against you and I in a tacit or even upfront sort of way. And then again, my ultimate example is they are given money, let's just say $50 million. They're given $15 million for, let's say, climate. I'll go with Stacey Abrams to put money out for, they're given $50 million to disseminate this money for climate-friendly appliances. Now, what they do is they go, okay, they got a $50 million budget, and they're supposed to be buying all these appliances and doing all these assessments. Having a budget, you know, you walk into your house, you got to get rid of your refrigerator, you got to put in a smart AC, all those different things. What they actually do, though, because they don't give two craps about climate change, because climate change doesn't exist, they know that, and they're using it as a vehicle to usher in totalitarianism. They know that. But what they do is they have $50 million budget. They pay themselves $49,900,000 to disseminate $100,000. And that's not an exaggeration, by the way. That's exactly what they do. They get a $50 million budget, and you can put a billion in front of that. You put hundreds of millions. It's exactly the same percentages. They get billions, pay themselves billions, and then hand out a few hundred thousand just so they could say they did it. Clinton Foundation style, raising $36 million. The Clinton Foundation did in 1 year. This is on their tax return. $36 million. And they handed out $5 million out of that $36 million that they raised, and they paid themselves. They paid themselves $31 million to travel the globe. That's exactly what happened. So they paid themselves $31 million to hand out $5 million. And I'll bet you the $5 million actually went to Democratic Party activists. How much you want to bet? That's what $303 billion a year, times that. Just imagine what that is. I mean, 4 years, that's $1 trillion. It's just under $1 trillion. No, it's over, just over $1 trillion. In 4 years, we're handing out to government NGOs. Have they ever done anything for you? Have they ever done one thing for you? And you have the John Thunes of the world and the Tom Tillises of the world and the John Cornyns of the world. Forget about the Democrats. Of course they're going to be demonic. A demon is going to demon. A demonic person is going to demonic. That's the way that it is. Of course they're going to do it. Of course, so's Thune and Cornyn. But Thune and Cornyn and Murkowski and Collins and Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney and all the rest of them, on that, put out that picture last night of those that are working against the Trump agenda. All of those. I mean, most of the Senate is against us. I'm telling you, out of the 535 people on Capitol Hill in the Senate and the House, there's like 12 good people. I'm telling you that. That is absolute true. 12 good people. The rest of them are self-serving corruptocrats. That's who they are. That's why nothing ever gets done about this. Oh, you're the man, Aaron. I was hoping you'd do that. You're the man. Senate Republicans voting against codifying Doge reform and spending cuts. Wonder why that is. Look at them all. No, I didn't even add them up last night. Let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26 Republicans right there that are refusing to codify Doge and spending aid cuts? Is it like Aaron said a minute ago? Are their wives all in NGOs also? Is that what's going on with there? Look at the names. You got Young, Wicker, Tillis, Thune, Sullivan, Scott, Sounds, Ricketts, Grassley. Grassley. You always think that he's this anti-FBI. He just does that. So he has the veneer of being a conservative. Hey, guys, gather around. I'll be the anti-FBI guy. Even though I never actually do anything to strip the FBI to the studs, every year I'll be the one who interrogates the FBI guys and then does nothing about it. This is what it's all about, is having the veneer of conservatism so that they can continue to man a seat. They man that seat so we can't put a legitimate conservative in there. Hyde Smith, of course, Cuckboy, Lankford, McConnell, McCormick, Moran. Mark Wayne Mullins was a rising star, but he refuses to cut spending. Imagine being Mark Wayne Mullins, and he's on all the shows right now, and he's Mr. Pro-Trump. You know, he's Mr. MAGA now. But he won't even touch the $37 trillion worth of debt. Why? So you can, again, let's get you this logic. Just leave this up for me, Aaron, because it fires me up. Imagine being somebody, and what you're doing, what you're always doing, is you're trying to win the day. I'm going to continue the funding for my wife or my daughter so that she can continue to have NGO money so that our family has money. Fantastic. You're protecting Social Security, you're protecting Medicaid, so that in the day I win politically. So either you're trying to win a personal financial battle or you're trying to win a political battle so that you continue to be elected, because you're saying, I'm the protector of Social Security, I'm the protector of Medicaid. Well, what does it mean when the whole country goes bankrupt? For your personal finances, you're bankrupt too. What does it matter if you're the protector of Social Security when Social Security's bankrupt and the country's bankrupt? Yeah, you won for the day. You were reelected. You're reelected to a country that no longer exists. I don't understand how these people can't see big picture. All right, let's go to the next one. Finally, let's go to Josh Dunlap tweet. There you go. Breaking. It's everywhere. Breaking. Illinois sending $1 billion in taxpayer dollars to fund NGOs. So it's not just our $303 billion. I got to write these numbers down. So we got $303 billion just out of the United States. That's from you and I. I wonder how many tax dollars in the state of California go to NGOs. Not federal dollars, personal tax dollars. State tax dollars in California go to NGOs, because in the state of Illinois, $1 billion per year. Illinois Bus is sending $1 billion in taxpayer funds to NGOs with little to no oversight or accountability. It just gets sent. It gets approved, not by these guys, because these guys are the ones that are calling it out. These are those the whistleblowers, so to speak, governmental whistleblowers. But understand this. They look at these budgets. They know where the money's going. They know that it's going to waste, fraud, and abuse, and they sign off on it anyway. Why do they sign off on it? Because they are personally, financially benefiting off of it. That's why. Their wife is part of an NGO. Their daughter's part of an NGO. Juan Merchan, Lauren Merchan. Jeb Boasberg, both his wife and his daughter are receiving money from NGOs that he made Donald Trump continue to fund. That he actually court ordered Donald Trump to continue to fund. Imagine that guy not recusing himself. Imagine not being outraged that he didn't recuse himself. Imagine that. Imagine being a Democrat and you are not outraged that Jeb Boasberg didn't recuse himself. To be absolutely outraged. So it's happening at the state level too. I told you that's all this country's about, is Democrats funding Democrat NGOs. You're like, well, yeah, but how would they benefit off of them? They benefit off of them. Because they get the campaign donations from the NGOs. What are you kidding me, Tom? Yeah, let's look at Planned Parenthood as an example. That's the example I always use. Get $600 million worth of taxpayer funds every year until Donald Trump cuts it every time he comes into office. But Mike Johnson refunded it. Did you know that? He funded it for Joe Biden as part of Joe Biden's minibus package in 2024. Funded it. Mike Johnson did. Weird, isn't it? I thought Mike Johnson was a Republican. No, he's not. He's not a Republican. These people are Republicans. Mike Johnson is not. But what they do? Of course, they perform a lot of abortions. They commit a lot of abortions for sure. They do that. But they also sent $100 million into the campaign in Arizona. So that for the senatorial campaign, the governor campaign, I can't remember which one, but they sent $100 million into that campaign. So this alleged NGO that's a non-government organization got our taxpayer dollars were sent to the pro-choice candidates in Arizona. Our taxpayer dollars. Is that where you wanted your taxpayer dollars to go? When you see 30% of your income disappear, are you happy that it's being sent to Planned Parenthood so they can fund Democratic Party campaigns to kill babies? That's exactly what this country is all about. And that's exactly what left-tard states are about, and probably right-wing states too. I'd like to see where all of our money goes in the state of Florida also. California, Aaron just sent me this. California likely allocates $4.2 billion for NGOs. Told you. I knew it. That's not the 303. That's not the $303 billion that the federal government funds. That's another $4 billion in California. That go to I guarantee you this. One of the biggest advocates for lopping off penises, breasts, and testicles on the planet is Gavin Newsom's wife. He claims, he's trying to do his little podcast. Now he sits back in his chair and just nods at everybody because he wants to look like a moderate now and he's an absolute leftist Stalinist monster. His wife loves to lop off penises. That is her. She loves it. I guarantee you she's part of an NGO that receives money from the state of California to lop off penises, testicles, and breasts of minors. I guarantee it. I'm talking about that's what she loves. I didn't say minors. I should have. That's her passion life. When she wakes up, when Gavin Newsom's wife wakes up every day, she's thinking, how many penises can I lop off today? Yeah, that's what, and probably because she hates men. She probably, I mean, if you're married to Gavin Newsom, you probably hate men.
She's got crazy.
Yeah, look at that. Would you? I mean, I'm telling you right now. Would you sleep in the same side of a door with that woman? Let alone the same bed. Look at her eyes. She's like, I mean, Gavin Newsom. He should like lock away his nuts and his penis every night because it could go. Look at her. So that mean that is her absolute passion in life, and I guarantee you she receives NGO money. I absolutely guarantee it. All right, let's go to the next one. Where the heck am I? Townhall.com. All right, townhall.com video. Even CNN, switching to the economy now. Even CNN couldn't ignore the inflation just hit the lowest point since 2021. Play for me.
U.S. Inflation slowing, to its lowest rate in more than 4 years. That, according to April's Consumer Price Index report, it's an unexpected and very welcome development that's defying economists' expectations amid President Trump's ongoing trade war. Let's go live right now to CNN business and politics correspondent Vanessa Yurkevich, who's watching all of this in New York. Vanessa, walk us through this morning's report. Where do things stand?
Encouraging signs, Wolf. Inflation continuing to move in the right direction, cooling on an annual basis to 2.3%.
Oh, so it's at 0.2% now. Pretty good improvement. Wouldn't everybody agree? From the height of Joe Biden being 9% to Trump 0.2%. I thought, ha! Hakeem Jeffries was saying the sky's falling, the economy's collapsing. That's what Hakeem Jeffries said. I mean, just like yesterday, the day before, he actually walks up to a podium and said, I mean, imagine that. Imagine lacking all of that human dignity, having absolutely no integrity or self-respect whatsoever. And you walk up, you know the economic report. You know the jobs added were 577,000 last month. You know inflation's 0.2%. You know gas prices are exponentially down, except for the state of California. You know that. And yet you still, I mean, I don't even know the words. I honestly don't know the words. And I would have the words if I could use profanity. I'm certainly not going to do that. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. 2 Timothy 2:16. So I'm not going to do that. But this is where I miss cussing, because it would be very easy to summarize Hakeem Jeffries and his statement with profanity, because it's total and complete crap. It's absolute crap, and he knows it's crap, and it makes you a piece of crap to knowingly espouse crap. That's who these, I mean, he knows what he's doing. Again, he gets up every day and looks his wife in the eye, his kids in the eye, and you're just an unabashed liar propagandist. How do you look at your children in the eye? It reminds me of that of the movie Sicario, where you had the corrupt cop, and his wife couldn't even look at him. He got up and couldn't look at him. His son would interact with him because his son, the little boy, didn't understand his corruption. Getting dad up to take him to the soccer game, the wife wouldn't even look him in the eye because she knew he's a corrupt man who worked for the cartels. Hakeem Jeffries is no different. He has absolutely no honor. None. Zero honor to walk up to a podium and be a liar for a living. Imagine that. Here's how the economy is really being impacted by Trump's tariffs. Rapid Response 47. Carolina Custom Leather has doubled their sales. Play for me.
WFMY News 2's Ben Briscoe talked to the owner of a well-known triad company that's doubled their sales since the tariffs started.
When you drive up to Carolina Custom Leather, the first thing you see is that they're hiring. Jobs for people like Davey Kartner, dad to an 8-year-old girl.
Yeah, we've been busy. It's really busy, actually. It's good. It's job security. I love having plenty of work.
Made in America at the market was huge. It was the big thing over there.
Bob Timberlake says his American home furniture line doubled sales from last year, in large part because buyers wanted furniture made in America to avoid tariffs.
The market was just... It could not have been better for us.
Each piece of furniture made just like this has multiple layers of helping the North Carolina economy. For example, this batting that went in it was made at another factory in Hickory, and that's stuffing over in High Point.
We finally are successful in getting furniture back in North Carolina and America. It's going to bring business to America. It's going to bring industry to America. It's going to bring jobs to America. and it's going to be make us more successful.
And his North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis has already come out against Trump's most favored nation status to reduce prescription drug prices. Why is that, I wonder? So here you have the benefits of the Trump agenda and your own senator speaking against it. When it's simply, what does it mean? Because here's the thing. Everybody knows this, that we are 4% of the world's population. That's what we are. 4% of the world's population. And we spend 75% of the entire prescription drug expenditures on the globe. 75% of prescription drug expenditures are in the United States of America and 4% of the population. So 4% of the population is 75% of the prescription drugs income, prescription drug companies income, 4% of the population. And Tom Tillis doesn't understand there might be a correction. Need a Tom? You don't get it? I mean, imagine that, again, just using the example you've heard me say two nights in a row, but the Ozempic, and which I'm against anybody taking, but I'm just using it as an example. Ozempic is $1,500 a dose in America, or for whatever, however that works, whether it's a dose or whether it's a, you know, combination of doses, whatever you get in the original pack. So $1,500 a dose. And then overseas, I mean, I can't remember what the price was when Donald Trump's friend, whatever the price was overseas, but it was like $88 or something like that.
Yeah.
It was like $88 versus $1,500. And the reason why it's $1,500 here is so it could be $88 there. Why do they get $88 in Spain? Why do they get $88 in the EU? They're all rich. They don't even, and by the way, we're the ones that are preventing them from speaking Russian and Chinese right now, or maybe even Iranian right now. We're the only ones that actually prevent any of that. So we just give and we give and we give. We provide their strategic missile shield. We provide our bases over there. Our military budget shouldn't be, Trump shouldn't be upping our military budget by $100 billion, he should be decreasing it by half and removing all those bases and make them protect themselves. Japan hates us right now. Why do we have bases over there? Japan does nothing but sabotage our economy and hates us. Why are we protecting them? But anyway, so that's exactly what it's doing. Is once again, all we're doing is subsidizing a communist, socialist EU economy. That's what we're doing. So they get $88, we pay $1,500. And Tom Tillis is against most favored nation status, so we get the $88 too? Imagine, why would you be against it? Because somehow or another, he is profiting off of it somehow or another. It doesn't actually necessarily mean dollars in his pocket, although most of the time it does. Somehow or another, it can be secondary profit, where if he makes the stand, then he gets the speaking engagement. If he makes the stand, then he still gets invited to the important people cocktail hours. And then he has his connections so that he gets, whether he gets jobs on boards, speaking engagements, or whatever it may be. That's how the whole system works. Always personally enriching themselves. That's it. All right, let's go to this next one. Peter St. Ange. Speaking of the most favored nation status, Trump order would slash drug prices by requiring the same price in America as other countries. Play it for me.
Donald Trump just slashed U.S. pharmaceutical prices. Are the days of $100 insulin over? Last Sunday, Trump issued an executive order mandating most favored nation pricing for pharmaceuticals, as in drug companies can charge no more in America than they charge in the cheapest rich country. This would imply a reduction in price between half and 10 times. Now, the order targets Medicare spending, which is about a third of U.S. drug spending. If he extends it to other government programs like Medicaid, it goes to roughly half. But Trump introduced the move with a story about his, quote, highly neurotic, overweight friend, presumably Elon Musk, phoning from London how his, quote, fat shot cost $1,300 in the States, but just $88 in London. Trump noted correctly that American patients are effectively subsidizing socialist healthcare systems all over the world. As in, pharma makes all their profits in the U.S., and then they sell to Canadians, Europeans, and Japanese pretty much at cost. To give a flavor, diabetes drug Jardiance is $70 a month in Switzerland, it's $35 in Japan, and it's $611 a month in the U.S. for the same drug from the same factory. In fact, the U.S. makes up roughly 5% of world population, but generates two-thirds of sales on big drugs and essentially all pharmaceutical profits. It's even happening without socialized medicine. Canada, for example, does not cover pharmaceuticals, so most Canadians pay for private insurance, and about 1 in 5 Canadians is uninsured for drugs, just like the U.S. And yet, insulin in the U.S. costs $99 per vial and just $12 in Canada. So why does this happen? Because almost every country in the world negotiates with drug companies to force low prices as a condition to sell any drugs in their country. Canada, for example, strong-arms drug prices, and if drug companies don't play ball, Canadians will simply get all drugs that are cheap. In the U.S., in contrast, pharma charges what it likes. Fortified by billions of lobbyist money, and billions more in advertising that talks Americans into 4.8 billion prescriptions per year. Now, pharma claims most favored nation pricing could cost them $100 billion a year. In other words, they're admitting they overcharge Americans $100 billion a year. The bigger issue is pharma claims this would gut R&D, as in if they don't charge Americans 30 times more, no new drugs would exist. Of course, there's plenty of R&D in other industries, from electric cars to semiconductors to smartphones, without charging Americans 30 times more for an iPhone. So the most likely consequence is American prices drop by half or more, while foreign prices soar to the point Swiss bankers no longer get single moms in Michigan to pay for their pills. So SX brought to you by Unchained.com. For years now, pharma and healthcare in general has been at permanent war with Donald Trump for trying to reduce costs. In his first term, Trump proposed importing drugs from Canada, widening access to generics, allowing pharmacists to recommend cheaper alternatives, which was amazingly illegal, and price transparency so hospitals tell you the cost up front. Most favored nation beats all of those combined, and it could finally end one of the many ways the rest of the world freeloads on Americans. Join Unchained today at noon for a talk why company balance sheets are piling into Bitcoin. Reserve your free spot.
So let's go over those numbers. So this is using Jardiance, which is insulin. Let's use that for just a second. If you know, I know all of you just heard the numbers, but let's hammer them home. So if you want Jardiance insulin in Japan, it's $70 a dose, prescription, $70 a dose, $30 in the EU/France, $611 in the United States for the same dose. And Tom Tillis wants this to remain the same. So does John Thune. Alleged Republicans. Again, I don't know how to hammer this home, and I know that all of you watching don't need it hammered home. But just for my own sake, I don't know how to hammer it home that these people are frauds. John Thune's electable. Yeah, because he votes for the Democrats 51% of the time. That's his liberty score is 49. And he's against most favored nation status. Oh, because the pharmaceutical company says it could cost them billions of dollars and they might lose their R&D money. Same argument that Harvard's using so that they get sent billions of dollars a year. We're doing all this research. Can anybody name one freaking disease that's ever been cured coming out of Harvard? You and I spent, I don't remember what the numbers were now, $130 million, whatever it was that we sent to EcoHealth Alliance. And I think it was $115 million that was sent up to 2023 to EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak, through Anthony Fauci and other sources. What has gain-of-function rate research ever done? Can anybody name it? What has it done? Nothing. What has an NGO ever done for you? Nothing. What has an NGO ever accomplished? Nothing. What diseases have any of these people ever cured? Nothing. R&D for what? R&D so that they can create a disease that causes a problem that then they offer you a pill for. That's it. It's exactly what they did with COVID. You have Pfizer, who injects people with their clot shot and then buys a pill factory to adjust for medications that address blood clotting. That's what they do. That's their R&D that's going to be affected by most favored nation status. In the United States, one vial of insulin is $99. Canada, $12. That's a fact. Why? Because Canada won't allow them to sell their goods in. They won't allow them to price gouge their goods in Canada. But the Tom Tillises of the world and the John Thunes of the world and the Democratic parties of the world and the Gavin Newsoms of the world and the Mitch McConnells of the world and the Joe Bidens of the world, the George Bushes of the world, just say do whatever you want. victimize my people because I'm already filthy, rotten rich, so it doesn't matter to me. So they don't care about hyperinflation because Joe Biden's worth tens of millions of dollars. Nancy Pelosi's worth hundreds of millions. So they don't care if a loaf of bread's $37. What does it affect you when you got $500 million in the bank? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I mean, just look at those price differences. Going back to Ozempic, $1,500 versus in the EU versus, $1,500 in the United States versus $88 in the EU. And the Tom Tillis of the world doesn't think this needs to be addressed, or they say the typical, we're not going to do anything about it statement, the deflection statement. Well, we agree that it needs to be addressed, just not how it's being addressed currently. We agree that it does need to change, but we just don't agree with how Trump is changing it. Then why have you never changed it your way then? Because once again, they are all either personally, firsthand financially profiting off of it, or second or third hand financially profiting off of it. All right, leading report tweet, just so everybody can see it. Egg prices fell again in April by 12.7%. I wonder where Hakeem Jeffries is. By the way, that's the biggest drop since 1984. And you actually have Democrats showing up on CNN, sitting across from Scott Jenkins, actually saying that the economy is terrible. And this is the worst 100 days, the worst first 100 days in United States presidential history. Let's go to the border for a couple minutes. United L's video, breaking teenage illegal alien driving over 90 miles an hour without a license, who killed a woman in Aurora, Colorado, receives probation. Play for me.
Last July, as she drove home, her boyfriend on speaker, a nearby Ring camera recording. Caitlin Weaver was killed by a Jeep barreling through a residential neighborhood, the speed limit 45. The driver, investigators say, was doing more than 90.
She didn't even see him coming. That's how fast he was going. She was effectively killed instantly.
Michelle and John Weaver removed their daughter from life support 2 days later.
How do you fathom that loss?
She was 24. The suspect, who had kids in the car with him, was 15. He was not only driving illegally, he was in the country illegally.
DA's office said that this would be a no plea deal case, so they were not going to offer anything, any concession.
That changed, he says, when the Arapahoe County District Attorney's Office changed hands a few months later. Under DA Amy Padden, the teen, who faced up to 2 years in youth corrections for vehicular homicide, was offered 2 years probation if he pled guilty.
Why the change? If he had taken a firearm and recklessly just shot it and killed somebody, this would be a different case. They would be pushing it completely different. So there's no deterrence.
No financial liability either, despite nearly $1 million in medical bills. The Jeep was uninsured, and the juvenile's mom says he took it without permission, so she isn't responsible either.
Immigration and the criminal justice system and all these things landed together one day in Aurora, and now I sit here today without a daughter.
An organ donor, Caitlin Weaver, continues to live on in others, while the person who killed her lives free. Investigators say his mom initially planned to move him back to Colombia. He has now filed for asylum.
I hope that he makes something of himself and that he remembers the chance he got.
So get this now. So you have, of course, this is Aurora, Colorado. You have an illegal 15-year-old driving a vehicle at 90 miles an hour through a residential area where the posted speed limit was 45, so he was doubling the speed. T-bones this young lady, kills her instantly, so this family loses their daughter instantly, and the guy gets probation. Because the Arapahoe County DA, Amy Padden, takes over, and the previous administration said that they were going to try this kid as adult with no plea bargaining. But no, here comes Amy Padden. Imagine this. See, this is the thing. If this ever happened to Amy Padden, she would consider it to be the most grievous injustice in the world if it was her daughter that was killed. This is all the Democrats are exactly the same. Because it never touches their life. Because they live behind the walls, they live behind the guns, they live, and listen, I'm all for people getting rich. I want to be richer than I am right now. And by the way, I live in a very nice neighborhood. And I definitely live behind a wall with lots and lots of guns. So what I'm saying, though, is that you're allegedly supposed to be the representatives. You're supposed to have compassion on the people that you're representing. But because the Democrats, their own daughters are never killed like this. I mean, I'm talking about Democratic Party politicians. And obviously not many people in the Democratic Party, because all the Democrats move away from their own policies. Until their own daughters get killed, they're perfectly fine with the illegal staying in the country. This girl is alive if it wasn't for the Biden illegal immigration policies. The girl's alive. I don't care about any other statistics. And by the way, they're not good. They always claim that illegals commit far less crime on a percentage basis than Americans. That's an absolute bold-faced lie, especially considering that all of them committed a felony by illegally entering the country. But they also, even after entering the country, commit far more crimes on a percentage basis than Americans do. So imagine that. Your own daughter gets killed in this car crash, and it's a 15-year-old driving recklessly. He doesn't obviously even get injured, either does anybody else in their car, because they T-boned this girl. He gets probation. There's no financial liability because the vehicle's uninsured, so the mother's like, I don't have to pay anything because he took it without permission. Why wasn't it insured? Why was it not insured? So at least they'd get an insurance settlement out of it. Nothing. They get nothing. Until that touches the Democrat, they continue to legislate to allow illegals into this country because it doesn't affect them. It doesn't affect them. Any Democrat that it actually affects would change their mind. If you ever watched an abortion, you'd be pro-life. They don't watch it. Let's go to the next one. All right, Colin Rugg video, I think is where I'm at. So we have that 15-year-old. Let's look at this 15-year-old. New 15-year-old Trende Aragua member. His title is Little Devil. That's his name. Arrested for allegedly robbing and beating an autistic boy in Staten Island. Here's the little video he put out of himself. Play for me. So just side by side that for me, Aaron, when you can't just mute it and put it side by side, because I can't listen to that music anymore. But anyway, so this is what, if you're a Democrat, this is your platform. This is your 2025 and 2026 electoral platform. Keep Little Devil in the country, the Trende Aragua member, who can't make any more gun signs than this. Look at him. Look at him. There he is. Look at him. Keep that in the country. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. That's your platform. Keep this guy here. And if he is deported, go down and bring him back. That's the Democratic Party 2025 platform. All right, that's good. 10-13, that's good. All right, I love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. A lot of people on the rant. Thank you guys. Chopper Supernut, $85. Lita Bonita, $50. Nude Monk, $20. Nate Dad 1, $20. Hassle Free TV, $20. Robin Aroni, $10. Mike Griffith, $5. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Stick around for the post game. It is hysterical. You're going to love it. Love you guys. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.